Next is a dictated progress note for Karen Ricketts, R-I-C-K-E-T-S. Last name Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Place of landings in Genesee Valley. Date was March 17, 2022. This is a late dictation as well, period. Paragraph. Mrs. Ricketts is a 75-year-old female, period. She just moved in very recently, period. She had been at Medi Lodge in Montrose prior to this admission, period. New paragraph. This lady was in the hospital recently also. She had some heart disease, and namely congestive heart failure, period. She had slight dyspnea, but she's walking better, period. She does walk with difficulty and needs a walker and sometimes help. She does have edema 1+, period. For a while, she was not ambulatory, but she has improved with rehab, period. About a month before I saw her, she was at McLaren, but couldn't remember the details, period. She was confused, period. She was given breathing treatments, period. She was in the hospital for about a week and then went to rehab, period. New paragraph, she has a history of colon cancer in 2005 that's been treated, period. She can be very anxious, period. She has a central tremor that sometimes bothers her, period. She continues OT and physical therapy here, period. She has a history of asthma as well, period. She's known as COPD, period. She's a non-smoker, though, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, low fever, chills, or major weight change. I know visual complaints, ENT denies hearing, so throat, hoarseness, or hearing problems. Respiratory, she has dyspnea, and she has been on oxygen even before the hospitalization. Cardiovascular, no endine palpitations. GI, no dumping or vomiting, but there's some diarrhea. GU, no dysuria. Messy skull, she has arthralgias in her back and also elbows. CNS. She's weaker in general, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. In paragraph, past history is positive for asthma, COPD, congestive heart failure, back pain, anxiety, urinary incontinence, morbid obesity, tremors. In paragraph, family history. Her mother had emphysema and breast cancer and alcohol excess, period. Her father had heart problems, period. Her social history, she's a non-smoker, no alcohol abuse, period. She never married. Paragraph examination, no medications. Xanax, 0.25 milligrams twice a day. Tylenol, 325 milligrams, 2 tablets every 4 hours. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily. Propranolol, 10 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. Ipratropium, I said say Duonab, 0.5-2.5 and 3 mLs, VID. Imodium, 2 milligrams daily as needed. Paragraph. Allergies unknown. In the paragraph examination, she was not acutely distressed, but she was a bit debilitated and had some difficulty moving long distances, period. She did walk a bit, though, with the walker. Blood pressure 126 over 72, pulse 76, respiratory 18. Head and neck, pupils equal and react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular intact, lids normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, inspection, hearing was adequate. Next up, a low mass, no thyromegaly, tracheomid line. She's quite obese. Lungs had diminished breast sounds, no wheezing, no crackles, no accessory muscles for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur. His edema 1 plus. Abdomen soft, non-tendon organomegaly. New paragraph, skin. She has ecchymosis in the area of the left forearm. New paragraph, mental status. She was perfect in orientation, time, and place, and person, period. She could tell me the date, day, year, month, and season, period. She couldn't tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. And affect was normal, period. She was a bit anxious, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One. Mrs. Ricketts has COPD and asthma. I will continue to do a NAB twice a day, period. Two, she has congestive heart failure, and I will continue with sartan 100 milligrams daily, period. Her edema, she has spironolactone 25 milligrams daily, her edema is mild, period. Three, she has arthritis and back pain, period. She may use Tylenol 650 milligrams up to 84 hours as needed for pain, period. Four, she has anxiety, and I'll continue Xanax one tablet twice a day. Five, she has essential tremor, and I will continue propranolol 10 milligrams daily for now and observe, period. Overall, continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.